Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Bill, what a great time we had today with our dinner.
We did, yeah.
It's typical, right?
Yes, we typically have dinner. It's actually a rather mundane dinner itself, but we still tend to have a good time.
We always have fun with dinner.
But we did have a good beer with it.
We had a great beer with dinner, yeah. We'll have to review it sometime. It was an amber.
It was an ember.
An ember amber.
It was an ember amber.
Actually, it was called the Napa...
Ember amber, yes.
Napa amber amber. Is that the Napa wood-fired grill, perhaps?
I believe it might be, yes.
It's one of the CB beers,
right? It is a CB beer, yeah. And it is produced for an alternate location, so I would think it would be...
Probably Napa wood-fired grill. Napa wood-fired grill, yes. It was more amber-like than the last amber, the one we just did.
The one we did, which was a very good amber.
It was really good.
And as I like to say about amber beers, they're all-around beers. You can use them for any occasion. And in fact, this one was a nice ice-cold amber out of the fridge, and yeah. We had a couple of them with our pizza and wings.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going way outside our ballpark today, Jim.
Yeah, we are. We've been sitting on this one for quite a while.
We have been sitting on this sucker for over a year.
Hmm.
But this is a Lagavulin. I believe it's the distiller edition. I think it's like a 10-year or a 12-year scotch.
Yeah. Yep, distilled 1998, bottled 2014.
Oh, no, no. So it's a 16-year.
16-year.
Generally speaking, though, we do not do the Islay scotches.
No, we don't. Islay, if I'm not mistaken, is usually on the peaty side.
It probably will be. But yeah. You know what? Every once in a while, it'll do us well to step outside our wheelhouse and see how the other half lives.
And this one, in the bottle, I mean, what a color on that, huh? Oh, it's a kind of a green bottle, too, so that'll darken it up.
But... yes. It's a deep color. I love the label color. It's this light, pastel-y green. Let's see if we've matured enough to where we can appreciate the heartier taste of the island whiskey.
So for quite a while, you were using the Laphroaig to soak your wood chips for your smoker.
Yes, I was.
And you said something very interesting when we were trying to figure out what to sample for tonight, because we do have such a backlog of whiskeys. You said, well, if Lagavulin turns out to be terrible, it's just another thing I can soak my wood chips in.
I'm hopefully optimistic.
I go into all of them optimistic. You know what? There's going to be something about it.
I think we'll find something we enjoy out of this.
Yes, absolutely.
So far, I enjoy the look of the label.
So far, so
actually,
good.
I like the bottle. It's got a nice seal on the front of it, right. A nice little golden seal with some raised letterings in the glass that says Islay on the side and says 1816, which I believe is the year the distillery opened. So without any further ado, let's crack her open.
Let's get this party started.
It's a rather traditional bottle, you know, with a narrow neck and a ridiculously hard to peel seal around the edge.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. It's got a tag seal on it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can immediately smell
Ooh.
A very smoky return.
Smoky and medicine-y. Oh, yeah, that's a good color, all right. Look at that.
That's a nice, rich amber. It's almost an amber beer color.
It is.
Look at that.
That's about as dark as their beer was, just about. Ooh, boy.
Ooh. Okay.
Get a snootful of that.
So, well, just off the cork, you got a heavy smoke return.
And medicine-y, I think, too.
It's high nose, so yeah, there's definitely alcohol content in there that comes up high.
Hmm.
You know, it almost has a like a tobacco pipe return to it.
Yeah, I can see that. A bit of a tobacco nose to it as
yes.
well. You're not kidding about high alcohol. Look at the legs.
Oh, yeah. It's like 43 or 46%, I think it says on the bottle. But yeah, it's grabbing this glass pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's definitely an experiment for us. Like I said, I'm not necessarily adverse to wood. We do have a fondness for the Belvenny Double Wood.
Absolutely.
And we've had a few other ones. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling this is going to be a heartier, smokier flavor.
I think so, too.
So let's give it a taste.
All right. It's not nearly as peaty as I feared.
No, it doesn't have an earthy taste.
It's more smoke.
It's definitely very smoky.
And woody.
I like it.
I do, too.
It's got a different taste. You know, the Double Wood has... smoking sweet,
mm-hmm.
this is mostly smoke.
Yeah. But there's a sweet something there, but it's not much.
Yeah, it's got a interesting finish. It's not a full heat, but there's a little bit of back of the throat warmth.
Yeah, it's not as hot as I thought it would be. I thought we'd get the big chestiness going but here. But
it's not getting you that, but it's definitely got that tongue depressor wood to charred wood flavor.
Yeah, interesting to say charred, because I thought it had a toasty quality before I swallowed it. I thought in my mouth it something toasty about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a...
It's a bit of a medicine-y tinge to it, but it's not
not
as strong as the smoke.
It doesn't coat your mouth.
No, but my gums are tingling.
Yeah, I got a little pinch on the tongue there.
Yeah.
But I'm pleasantly surprised to this point.
I am too. It's very woody. I'm getting a lot of tongue depressor in the back of my throat.
It's holding the wood flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, my cheeks now are...
Dries out too.
Yes, my cheeks are like wood flavored. The tongue is starting to dry from the middle out.
Yep.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know how a lot of these will have a bitter taste, but it doesn't have a... man, this is hard to describe. See, you were the smoker. I bet you this gives you as close a liquid representation of a cigarette as you've had in a long time.
In my mouth, yeah. Kind of a tobacco-y, yeah. It's very wood forward.
I would say it. Tobacco-y, wood. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah.
Like there was, but that doesn't have that blah, yuck taste that you get with some other, like, to me, I could never smoke cigarettes because it left that horrid taste in my mouth.
Mm.
This, you get a straightforward, this is the flavor, but it doesn't linger to a point where it's, because it the wood flavor's there, but it kind of evens out and fades over time.
It does.
But I like it.
But
like
as
it
your mouth dries, it seems to come back. So it's complex when we're drinking it neat. The longer you stay away from it, the drier your mouth gets, and the more the wood comes back.
Yes, if you reach for it, the wood's still there.
Yeah, but you're right. The tobacco, almost cigarette smoke taste
is
on the fringes of all this.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a good comparison because you can kind of smell that in the nose.
I'm actually liking this.
This one, I'm very pleasantly surprised. And funny, we feared this one for...
Over a year. Oh, that's going to be peaty.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you that there's so many different nuances to scotch.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, Lagavulin is considered a heavy peated, heavy smoked.
Right. Well, I think anything from the Ely region
is.
Tends to be peaty, smoky.
I think this one's done in a much more...
well, it's older.
Okay, it's mellow. First of all. Yes, that's true. It's older.
So it's a little older than, say, the Laphroaig, which I think was 10 or 12, right?
Yeah, I don't even know. But yeah, you're right. This is a 16-year scotch, so it's well-aged.
Right.
And it's also a distiller's edition.
Right.
So it double maturing, whatever that means.
Okay, so this is aged in traditional oak casks and then finished in the sherry cask. Right. So there's your double mature.
It's accents of rich, sun-dried grape sweetness. How do you think about that? Well, it's the Pedro Jimenez cask.
And they mentioned Pedro Jimenez sherry. It's a dark mahogany-colored sweet dessert wine. Oh, this is an expensive bottle.
Oh, it's not a cheap bottle. I know that.
Caskers had it at $98. Obviously, the sherry is imparting something here, more than just color.
The only sweetness I get of this is it's like cough syrup sweet. It's not sweet sweet. It's wood. There's a touch of, I'm not going to call it spice, but like I said, there's that pinch.
Mm-hmm.
There's burnt matchstick. I don't know what you want to call it. It's a good charred flavor. It's like it's aged in the newly charred barrel. So it takes the full charcoal effect. Okay, so there is, I just finished the last swallow in my first tasting. It came down quickly, and I do get a certain mild sweetness on the outsides of my cheeks. But still, the predominant is the smoke, and then the second flavor is the wood.
There's like a whisper or an echo sweetness.
It's mild sweetness.
It's very fleeting, too. It's not... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was just like a quick...
Now, the sweetness from the sherry, perhaps, has mellowed a rather peaty, smoky drink into what this is, which is smoky and woody.
I like this a lot.
Like it, but I don't love it. We still have two more samples to go.
Right.
So anything can happen with the water.
Indeed.
Or the chill.
with 2 teaspoons of water, which doesn't dent the color of this whiskey.
No, not in the least.
No. To me, it raises the vapor in this. Okay, so I would say that it's still smoky. It's not as thickly smoky.
Right. And yes, if anything, it...
it gets higher in the nose.
Perhaps I smell a bit more sweetness.
I'm going to say as the smoke has lightened, you get a little bit of a like a heavy fruit sweetness, like a plum or something like that. Anyway, shall we give it a sip?
Yeah. Really mellowed it out. On the finish, I'm getting some of the wood back.
I was going to say, this took some of the smoke away and added more wood.
Yeah.
Very tongue depressor.
Yeah.
And still hint of sweetness, but what mostly, again, more wood than smoke now. So it doesn't have that tobacco pipe. I mean, it's got a hint of it, but not as full a mouth of it as it was before.
Yeah, it's...
Doesn't give you that ashtray finish.
Right, it took most of that away.
Right. It's a much more even flavor now. It doesn't, you know, kind of like lend itself to more than one taste at one
time. Right, exactly. Not as complex as it was when it was neat. And neat, therefore, was a bit more fun. But...
This is easy.
This is a lot easier to drink.
You know, it doesn't go down hard the first time.
No, it didn't. But this is easier than neat.
Yes. Again, the characteristics are not those that we generally gravitate towards. We don't look for anything that might have a hint of peat, dirt, or heavy, heavy smoke.
Right.
And this has, I'm not going to say, there's no peat or dirt flavor as we would describe it. Others might find it in there. But it's not really the way I would look at it. It's not a mash of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's crisp. It's a crisp wood flavor. It's crisp smoke flavor.
Yeah.
You know, there's hints of sweetness to it. But it's not a mashup of stuff that, all this stuff in here just to disguise some nasty taste that you don't want out of your whiskey.
Right, right. Well, we've changed the character rather dramatically, I think, by adding the water to it. It really mellowed it right out.
Yeah, it definitely takes away from the heavy smoke. So what I think we ought to do is take some rocks out and chill this up a little bit.
I can't wait, because I said the first one wasn't my favorite. Oh, rocks.
Yeah, rocks. I get you some rocks.
Oh, we usually put the rocks in first. Eh?
Yeah, well, I had the bottle in my hand.
Oh, can't do that. All right, let's let this chill for a second. Eh? So, our last podcast, we... reference the upcoming National Silver Ball Tournament.
I believe we set our expectations low. I believe in our last podcast, I pretty much said I don't think we have very high expectations, and we proceeded to meet those not high expectations.
Indeed we did. Now, you hit very well.
I struck well, yes.
You did. And you got a lot of innings. You played a lot of first.
Yeah, probably half. Yeah. Not quite half, but...
I would have guessed at least half. Now, there were only 9. The 10th showed up late first game, so you played the whole first
game. No, we had 10, 11 for that first game, because that's the game you got hurt, and you and I were kind of splitting time. Oh, no, were both playing.
No, I was playing second.
That's right.
You were playing first, and Andy got there late.
Right.
He got there, I want to say, second or third inning.
Right.
I got hurt in the fourth, I believe.
I don't recall, but you prevented me from scoring a run.
Yeah, actually, you got hurt. It's not my injury, it's yours.
Well, I'll have to sit out the rest of the season then.
I was so close. I mean, you were so close to scoring that run.
Yeah, I saw my eyes getting big as I was 2 steps away.
It was about 2 steps.
It was a fluke thing. He caught the ball, he turned to tag you.
Yeah.
He tagged your foot, which then slid behind your other foot, which somehow twisted up in themselves, and your feet ended up high, your face and your arms ended up flat square down on the plate.
Yep.
It was brutal. And that was the game we won. That was a really good game, by the way.
It was a good game.
It was a good game. It was a well-played game. In fact, even the games we lost, I mean, the team that beat us up the most was Woodstock. Woodstock usually does not have that kind of energy, especially by a second, third game, fourth game.
They had a couple of new additions. They have one good hitter. One
for 15 years, Woodstock has come with mostly the same team.
Yeah, older guys.
And they have added four new players over the last 2 years. But they hit well. They play efficient.
They play well.
Baseball.
They do. They play a good defense.
And they don't throw the ball around. That's the key. Infield.
That's the key.
They don't chase a play.
Right.
And they played against one team that, in fact, they could have won the whole tournament because they lost to Talbot in the final. But we played Talbot. We played Woodstock. Talbot threw the ball around quite a bit, too.
They did, uncharacteristically.
They do sometimes, though. They get out. You can get them out of their game. And that's when I told Woodstock after they beat us Sunday morning, you guys can win if you just play your good defense and be patient.
Yeah.
So, but all good, classy guys, good teams to watch.
Oh, yeah, all of them, yeah.
Fun. But that's what vintage baseball is about.
Yeah.
Having fun, having, you know, appreciating the game, playing the game because you love to play the game. The beauty of that is guys like you and me can be out there enjoying the game, playing the game, and other guys appreciate us on the team.
Well, I'm done for the season. I have a fractured elbow, and it's at least 6 weeks to heal, which puts us in the playoffs. But those last two weekends, we're going out of town, so I wasn't going to be there anyway. Going to watch. I'm going to suit up and come and watch. So, and then I did volunteer to announce on the 16th. Yeah, by the way, thank you for covering for me. I was in the hospital getting x-rays.
I'm a terrible
Saturday morning.
I am
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but I felt.
I can do color. I'm not a play-by-play man. Shall we check the chill?
I think we should.
Kind of brings you back to the neat.
It does.
A hint of sweet, a more pronounced sweetness.
A little bit more sweet, yeah. But the smoke and the wood, still there.
Mm-hmm.
And good. Whatever warmth was there, I still got a little bit.
Well, okay, here's the thing. It's
not that much.
It's in the mouth. It doesn't follow that.
No, it doesn't come in the chest. Not
yeah, none of it did, though. Again, for the what it is, from where it comes from our expectations, this is a more than pleasant surprise.
I agree. What do you like best?
I'm sticking with neat, and I'm liking that borderline pipe tobacco finish to it.
Neat was definitely the most fun.
Yes. This is similar to that, though. I mean, neat and chilled are almost 50-50.
If anything, chilled has just a whisper more sweetness to it.
Yeah, but this is a kind of whiskey that I don't know that sweetness is a benefiting factor.
Good point.
I like the wood. I like the dryness. I like the smoke to it.
So I'm going to put chilled and neat pretty much in the same category.
Yeah, they're very, very, very similar.
I'm just to be different. I'll go with chilled because it has just a whisper more sweetness to it. But I agree. I think that, you know, neat or this is a little more interesting than the watered down version.
Really, this could be a good after dinner whiskey. It's like having a smoke. You know, sit out on the back porch.
Maybe with a cigar.
And sip. Oh, this with a cigar. Ooh.
This probably, I mean, we might have just hit on it right there.
Yeah, this is built for the cigar club.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. Now, I quit smoking cigarettes almost 17 years ago. And I, ever since, have been afraid to light up a cigar because I don't want to smoke it like a cigarette, which I did.
Well, see, that'll kill you.
Well, you know, when you're a cigarette smoker a long time, well, like I was, 16, 17 years of that alone.
That's how you smoke.
You put a cigar in your mouth and you inhale it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm at a point where I still don't ever want to get into that habit again because it was the hardest thing I've ever done, was giving up smoking. So.
I know people who have had cocaine habits, heroin habits, severe alcoholics. They all say the same thing, that none of it's as hard to quit as smoking.
Wow.
So that tells you something about cigarettes right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. So it's a dirty habit that I'm glad to have gotten
rid of. I hope this heavily smoked and wooded whiskey doesn't make you relapse, Jim.
No, but you pointed it out. It does definitely have that. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll call it an ashtray, but it definitely has a cigarette kind of.
It's got a cigarette sensation.
Yeah.
See, if cigarettes to me were to taste like this and feel like this on a regular basis, I could see the appeal.
Well, okay. I don't know that I ever liked the taste. I never hated it, but what I miss to this day about smoking is the sensation of filling my lungs with smoke. Do you know what gives you virtually the same sensation?
No, do tell.
Exercise.
You don't exercise.
Not anymore. But when I was going to the gym regularly, which I did for a few years.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. All right. So, anyway. Let's get back to the Lagavulin here. I wouldn't let Elay scare you off. If you're like us, you're not a big fan of the peat and the smoke. This one actually is very interesting.
Jim, I would just like to go on record in saying that our fears were unfounded. I will apologize to the Lagavulin people for my otherwise irrational behavior.
Maybe we ought to get the non-distillers edition.
Yeah.
Let's get a regular 10 or 12-year-old and see how it compares. I have a feeling that's going to be a lot more peaty. I think this is probably the cream of the crop right here. You know, you age anything in a sherry cask, anything we've had.
We've not found anything, especially in a Spanish sherry cask.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing the Lagavulin. I actually did enjoy it.
I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah. You know, it's a very pleasant surprise.
It was a nice surprise. This is a bold whiskey.
It's a very bold scotch. Yeah. Yes, it is. And but it's high quality, very refined.
Very drinkable.
Very drinkable.
Yeah. And I find it to be good medicine.
Yes.
So, Bill, thank you very much.
Jim, thanks for coming. Thanks for enjoying this with me.
I'm glad we did. That we finally got to this one. We've been putting it off. I'm glad we finally did.
Exactly.
All right, so until Bourbon Month, I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
Thank you for listening to Hopscotch.